The only way to be successful in this industry is just pressure and persistence over time. It is not an overnight game. So, no matter what your goals are, it is something that you actively work towards every day.
Welcome to Angle on Writing, a podcast about writing, publishing, and book marketing. Greetings, writers. I hope y'all are ready to share some love because today I have a fabulous romance writer with me. Welcome, Julie Navickas.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you for joining me. And so I have seen that you've done a whole lot of different kinds of writing throughout your career. So I'm curious, where did it all start and how did it lead to romance? Was it a meet cute by chance?
What a fun question. I love that. Well, Lisa, I think I have always been in and around writing and storytelling. Going back to my high school days and my college days, I've always been in the field of communication. So by nature, I have been a storyteller. But when it comes to, professional communication, you're telling a story, yes, but you're doing it with a very strategic purpose. You're doing it for a specific audience. And oftentimes those communications are quite short, right? Simple call to action. There's a reason for it. So my creative writing actually started in grad school when I was asked to complete a movie script as one of the final projects for the class. And I wrote this script and it was a complete trash fire, but it was just like such a fun process to learn how to write for a different space and have some creative, freedom, right? When it came to characters and what they wanted and what they did, it let me write in a different capacity. So it started there. And then I put that script away for about 10 years until the pandemic happened. And I happened to put my hands on this old script while I was cleaning out some filing cabinets in my desk during the pandemic. And I read through it again and I laughed so much. But at the same time, it got me thinking about those characters again and what I could potentially do. And since we were all kind of in this work from home space and we had a little bit of a lifestyle change, I had some time to commit to it. So I pulled it out. And I tried to convert it into a romance novel. And I did, and loved every part of it so much that I thought, well, if I enjoy the story so much, maybe others might be interested in reading it too. So that kind of got me started on a path to publication. And now here I am, 6 years later, with six published books. So it's kind of an interesting story. Yeah.
So six books. So, but how did you get the first one? So you got the first one. I want to say I love that anecdote of finding an old script in a file box. And
Yep.
actually, just yesterday, I happened to find an old play that I
You
started
did.
writing in a folder. And I'm like, how did that get in there?
This is your sign, Lisa.
So how, when you got your manuscript and you've done a lot of writing and stuff, did you, what did you do first? Did you find beta readers or did you get an editor or did you start querying or what did you do
Yeah.
next?
Yeah, great question. So I put together that very first draft and started to learn more about the writing process, the writing industry, the publishing space, because I mean, I was a complete novice, had zero idea. My intents were just to write for fun and see if I could put something together, just kind of challenge my writing in a different way. And so as I learned about the process, I discovered that after you have a first full draft, you really need to have many people take a look at it. Especially if you're new to the craft, if you're new to the discipline, like you just don't know what you don't know. So I hopped on Facebook actually and found two groups that were like beta readers and critique partners or something in that space, right? And so I put just a little call out that just said, "Hi, I'm Julie. I'm a new romance writer. I'm looking for some beta readers on." And then I kind of described what my story was about. And I found two women who were writing in the same space who were willing to read my work in exchange for me reading their work. One of those women is one of my very best friends today. We talk probably 16 times a day over text and email and Instagram, and we still swap stories like actively. I read her stuff this morning. So I randomly found, right, a really wonderful critique partner and beta reader on Facebook group. And after I went through several rounds of different voices, different opinions, I kind of went back and had to polish up my manuscript because I just didn't know how to do it well. And from there, it evolved into a developmental edit, which is something I highly recommend, especially if you're a new writer.
I know that I do some developmental edits. So I know that that is a very important process. What did you get out of the process? What did you find that what did you need to work on?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Everything, to be honest. That very first experience, you're learning a little bit of everything at the same time. You're learning how to develop characters. You're learning how to write dialogue. You're learning how to infuse the external plot, right, with internal emotions. And I made so many mistakes that first go around because I truly just didn't know any better. And so that developmental edit really helped me identify some huge plot holes that I was absolutely missing. She helped me identify some gaps where it could be true character development, where I was just kind of keeping everything very surface level, wasn't diving deeper into any emotions. Often what I would do is just kind of do like a play-by-play, right, of what the characters were doing. Like I went to the kitchen, I opened the fridge, I mean, like you fall into that natural rhythm. And so a developmental editor helped me to say, here's how you can really deepen your story. Stop focusing on all of that external stuff. Like it's kind of implied, right? Your reader understands what's happening. Tell us about the emotions. What's your character feeling like as they're walking into the kitchen? What are they thinking? What are they focusing on? Right. So it just gave me a really good like perspective shift of how to write really effectively because I was doing it all wrong. So huge kudos to that very sweet editor that I worked with that very first time. She was quite patient with me and really helped me develop my tone and my voice.
Oh yeah, good editors are definitely worth the money, that's for
Oh,
sure.
yes.
And I'm not just saying that because that's one of the things I do, but though everything that you mentioned is so important, because there are, I read a lot of books that, and they're published, they're traditionally published by big New York companies, and they don't have they're missing some of those things that you were just talking about there. So that is very important. So then you got it all. Did you find an agent, or did it take a long time, or?
Yeah, great question. No, it took me years to find an agent. That is not an easy process. The first six books that I published were with a small press publisher called Inkspell Publishing. I was kind of on a mission at that time to explore publishing opportunities. So I looked at everything from self-publishing to small press, hybrid publishing models, traditional publishing. I explored it all. And I, in my head at the time, I was thinking I wanted to do traditional publishing, but I discovered very quickly that I was not ready for traditional publishing. My writing was not at that caliber. And so, even though I queried for an agent, I found zero results. I submitted my manuscript to Inkspell Publishing, and this very sweet, kind CEO who works at Inkspell or who founded Inkspell, she wrote me back and she was like, I'm really interested in your story, but I think there's a lot we can do to improve it. So she took a chance on me. She worked with me. She paired me with a really wonderful editor that helped me polish up my writing even more. We got it into a space where we were very comfortable with it, happy with the result, beautiful book cover, great pitch. Like we did all the things to work together. And that turned into such a lovely partnership that I continued the series through six books. Now that took us through the end of 2024. And at that time, I was looking to explore something different. I had always written in the contemporary romance space. I just wanted to try my hand at maybe some romantic suspense, a little bit of rom-com, let's dive in, right? Let's try some different stuff. And so I wrote a couple of different stories that explored a new area, and I felt confident enough with it that I thought I can try for an agent again. Like, I've learned enough, I've grown enough, I've established a brand and, an author platform. And so, very fortunate for me, I found an agent about a year ago now, through WordLink Inc., literary agency. And I've been very happy so far. We have put out one manuscript on submission. So, fingers crossed still, hoping to put out another one this fall. So, we'll see what's coming, but started in the small press publishing space, hoping to make the jump into traditional.
So that was the publisher you started with. It was a small press. It wasn't
Yes.
a hybrid.
Nope, small press publishing.
Small press. That's good, because there are so many different ways. That's pretty soon. I will have a do another episode that will kind of cover that about the different kinds of publishing. But what I really want to know from you, though, is how do you feel working in this genre, this romance genre?
It's my favorite, Lisa. I grew up watching soap operas. My grandma was an avid fan of General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, like All My Children, all of it, right? So it was just constantly on all the time. So, I mean, ever since I was like a little girl, the romance has just kind of been all around. And my mom also loves soap operas, but she's also an avid reader. And so she consistently would be like, here's Nora Roberts, it was her favorite. So I just kind of grew into also really loving the romantic space and writing healthy relationships and sharing, how to recover after heartbreak, like second chance romance, things in that space. So I think I've just kind of always gravitated towards it just because I've always enjoyed those types of stories. So it's just kind of evolved with me. I don't know that I would ever try writing in a different space. I love it so much.
Well, I read a lot of different kinds of books just to see what's out there. And the last romance I read was called Not in My Book. It was about people who meet in a writing class,
Perfect.
and the male was a literary writer. And the female, of course, was a romance writer, and they had
Absolutely.
this big conflict about, oh, well, romance is so it's only, not every book has to have a happy ending. And so that was one of the big premises in the book. So,
Cute.
do you like that about romance that they usually
Yeah.
have a happy ending?
Oh, it's required. If you're going to call your book or your story a romance, it has to have a happily ever after or a happily for now, right? I love it. I think that's what romance readers they look for, right? You know exactly what you're getting into because you're looking for some kind of validation at the end that there's a happy story. So I personally like it. I mean, we've all read books that you end and you're like, oh gosh, that was heartbreaking, right? If
Yeah.
I'm going to spend my time reading and engaging in a story, I want a positive, happy outcome.
Definitely, definitely. Well, one of the things I like about writing any story is one thing that has comes up a lot when you talk about romance writing these days, which are the tropes. And do you have certain tropes that you like or that you don't like?
I don't know that there's any that I don't like. I think you can get me to read pretty much anything. But the ones that I tend to really enjoy writing and reading, I love a good love triangle that'll always pull me in. And I also love second chance romance stories. I think they're just so sweet.
If for other people who are thinking maybe they're writing and they don't know what kind of genre that they want to write in, and they're maybe considering, well, maybe it's a romance, maybe it's not a romance. What kind of advice would you give other writers who are looking to figure out if they want to write romance or not?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to romance, I think you're doing yourself a disservice, especially in this market, in this industry, if you're not using at least one trope in your story. That's what the readers are looking for. Now, you can have all other kinds of genres with a romantic element to it. I've read through plenty of different manuscripts, or maybe it's more of like a psychological thriller, but it has a romantic arc to it. So I think my advice is, if you are unsure if you're writing romance, you step back and think about what's the main focus of this story? Is it a romance in terms of a relationship? Or is it just something that happens to the characters throughout the external plot? If it's not the primary focus, right, you're probably in a different genre, but have a heavy arc or, influence in the romantic space. So, if it's the primary thing, you're writing romance. If not, it's just an element.
That's a very good point because it makes me think of a book that I really loved was Colleen Hoover, who was kind of more of a commercial type of author,
Indeed.
but she has this one book, Layla, that it crossed all sorts of different genres. I mean, it was a romance, but then again, it was a fantasy and
Yeah.
a little bit of a suspense. And so these days, these genres are just like, it's like you can put them in a blender.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that her name is always affiliated with being a romance author. I'd argue that she's not.
That's a good point. Now, so what is your argument for or against? I mean, against.
Yeah, I mean, all of her stories do have some kind, and I haven't read all of them. I shouldn't say like I'm an expert on Colleen Hoover. But for the ones that I have, I mean, she does have romantic elements to it. But again, it's not the sole focus, it's just on the romantic relationship. There's other external things at play that I, it just, and not all of her stories end in a very happy space either. So it just doesn't meet the criteria for a romantic story, at least in my opinion, right? Again, I'm not an expert, but that's my understanding of it.
Well, I think that's it's a very educated explanation. Then who are some of right now, who are some of your favorite romance authors?
Yeah, I think my very favorite romance author is Lynn Painter. She does quite a bit in the YA space, but her adult stuff is just so cute and so adorable. I actually had the chance to meet her a couple of years ago at a writing conference in Chicago. She was there for a book signing. I was in the same room. She had a big, beautiful table with a big line, and I was in the corner just fangirling, watching her with all of these people. But before the event, I walked up to her just because I felt like I have to introduce myself and I have to show her a copy of my book, and she has to sign mine. She was just delightful, just such a kind person, happy to support, willing to chat, take a picture. I mean, I am fangirling all over her, and it was like 2 years ago that this happened. She's great.
So you go, it sounds like you go to a few conferences and here and there. And I know that the way I know you is when the Association for Women in Communications used to be a national organization, and now they've stopped operating on a national level and just have local chapters here and there. So I know that you're good at networking organizations, and you have these six books out there, and you're working on other books and trying to get into a traditional publisher. But other than that, what do you do for your networking and the kind of the getting the word out kind of side of it?
There's so many avenues I think that authors have at their disposal these days. So in addition to attending conferences, in-person events, I try my hand at podcasting as well. I think you and I have similar approaches. So I have the Just Write Julie podcast. I also interview authors or those in editing and marketing that are kind of in and around the publishing space, and that's been a really wonderful experience too. I also blog. I have been blogging for years. So any tips and knowledge and just things that I've observed over time, I'll write my own opinion pieces on it. And that's been a really wonderful way for me to just connect with others who are, interested in the space or maybe just want to learn more. I also do a monthly newsletter. So for those who I've connected with over the years who enjoy my stories, they can stay connected with me, know what I'm up to, know when my next release is coming out, things like that. But I'm also addicted to social media. I will absolutely raise my hand at that one. It changes every day, but that's also been a really wonderful way for me to connect with readers as well.
So, what's your favorite social media platform?
Instagram. I think it was one of the originals that I kind of started. There used to be a really wonderful writing community there. Again, the platform has changed significantly in recent years, and TikTok has obviously blown up and taken precedence in the book community. But I still really like Instagram. I think it's a great platform, and there's still a lot of really wonderful readers looking to connect.
And do you still belong to those Facebook groups that you joined in the beginning?
I do. I can't say I'm an active participant, but I will steer others that way who are like, how do I find beta readers? Like, how are these people in existence? I'm like, you need to go to this Facebook group and you need to put a call out because it's worked very well for me.
Yeah. Finding beta readers is one of the very important things that authors need to do, especially for people who are just starting out. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And the best advice I can always offer people is, you might have a really wonderful network. That network already knows you and they don't want to hurt your feelings and they want to give you positive, feedback when it comes to your story. Like, you need to find people who know your genre, but they also owe you nothing. So they can give you honest critique that will better your stories. And it's hard to find those people. So Facebook it is.
Yeah, Facebook is a great place to find that. And so do you have any other advice that you want to share before we sign off?
I think the best advice that I would offer, Lisa, and it's what I've discovered over time, because I kind of started this whole author journey in 2020, right? So here we are 6 years later. The only way to be successful in this industry is just pressure and persistence over time. It is not an overnight game. So no matter what your goals are, it is something that you actively work towards every day. It might be a book sale. It might be editing a chapter. It might be producing a new scene. It might be, adding a podcast to your list, right? It's something that I know I personally actively work towards every single day. And so you slowly build and you slowly gain readers. And eventually, right, we're going to get to the end game. And one day I'll be that best-selling author. It's not today, but maybe tomorrow, right? So just the
Yeah.
continuous effort.
Yeah. Those bestseller lists, they change all the time.
Yes,
And
they do.
there's always a new list popping up somewhere, you know?
That's true. That's true. One day
Yeah.
we'll see our names.
Yeah. So yes, I do recommend that people check out your podcast
Thank you.
and I'll link to your website in the show notes.
Great.
That's great. This has been very enlightening since you're actually the first romance author that I have
No
interviewed.
way.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I'm happy to
Yeah.
have that title.
Yeah. I do have another one that I'll probably interview next season, but
Great. Well, thanks, Lisa. I do appreciate the opportunity, and it was a pleasure to chat with you.